Broadcasted live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
About a week ago, I had invited the SRC of WITS, and they were here to talk to us about a program that they were launching, trying to raise funds for students who are struggling with, you know, finances at university. And I made the point, I said, you know, I'm really thrilled to see this, because to me, this is showing, you know, being proactive. We usually see at this time of the year protests and this really big tension between the university and students. And we know lots of things have happened. You've got NSFAS now, and it was a great thing. But we are starting to see the strain of that experienced by the university as well as the students, where there just isn't enough money to accommodate more students. Schools are producing more university entrants. But can the universities, these institutions, accommodate all of the students? Vice Chancellor and Principal of Rhodes University, Professor Sizwe Mabizela, is on the line with us, maybe, you know, helping us understand and explore this further and have us talk about the challenges that are experienced by universities and institutions of higher learning. A very good evening, and thank you so much, Prof, for your time.
Good evening, Pamela, and good evening to the listeners of Kaya FM.
How bleak is this scenario? How bleak is the situation?
The situation is quite serious at two levels. One, the actual funding of the higher education institutions is in a precarious position. Mm. The medium-term expenditure framework indicates, at least from the Department of Higher Education and Training, that there will be a decline of higher education funding from 2% to 1.7% as a percentage of GDP. So that is a huge drop. But also, in the discussions with the Department of Higher Education and Training, they have indicated that NSFAS funding will decline by 5 billion rand. Now, that in the context where we are trying to expand access to higher education, particularly for young people from poor and working class backgrounds. Mm. So the net effect is that per capita funding of students is declining and has been declining for a long time. So funding is just inadequate. So we wanted to draw the nation's attention to this very important issue, because our view is that higher education should not be seen as an expense, but an investment in the young people of this country who can make this country work. So with the challenges that we are facing regarding funding of higher education, we have indicated in the article that it will invariably lead to destabilization. You have already pointed this out. Beginning of the year is the most stressful time for students and their parents, because they just don't know where they will get money to pay for university studies. And so we see student protests where students are demanding access to higher education. And that is what the Constitution promises them, that education will be made progressively available. And the NSFAS funding was intended to do that, but it itself is totally unsustainable at the moment.
Yeah. And I was going to say, you know, in as much as NSFAS was welcome, and it was a great move, really,
yeah,
but it was never the silver bullet. There were, you know, there were always other things that needed to be taken into consideration. And that terrible missing middle issue that we haven't really dealt with also in itself needs attention.
That is a huge, huge problem, because the missing middle students do not have any funding mechanism at the moment.
Yeah.
These are young people from the families with the income, gross family income, which is just about 350,000, which is very low.
Yeah.
Children of civil servants, for example.
Workers, yes.
Can't afford to send their children to university. Mm. And so we have indicated in the article that we really need to have a rethink on how we support academically capable young people who, through no fault of their own, happen to have been born on the wrong side of the town.
How does this essentially, within, you know, the actual institution itself, how does it affect delivery of quality education?
Look, without adequate funding, we are not able to provide the essential infrastructure for quality learning and teaching. We are not able to provide appropriate equipment for research and just the maintenance of the facilities. And again, if there are disruptions and instability in our universities, the real risk is that those who can afford will take their children out of our public education system, send them to private universities, or send them abroad.
Overseas, yeah.
And the young, poor, working class people will have to make do with middling quality of education. And that just can't be right.
What can be done in the short term?
Well, in the short term, I'm hoping that government can reverse this decision of reducing funding to IED. By the way, there are these austerity measures that are in here. And it is these austerity measures that are putting pressure on just about everyone. And I think if we change that policy, things might look better. The second thing that I think is absolutely critical, as I've already mentioned, is the rethink of the National Student Financial Aid Scheme. By the way, the student debt in this country is close to, if not more than, 18 billion rand.
Yeah.
Owed by students who cannot afford the fees. So if we go back to the findings and the recommendations of the Presidential Commission on Fee-Free Education, which was chaired by Justice Heha, and really look at that very carefully. What we are concerned about and what we would like to see is a financially sustainable student financial aid, which is well-run because it has also been plagued by administrative problems over the past few years. It has been on administration. It is still under administration.
Yeah.
And so, because that NSFAS plays a critical role, and it's a scheme that we need to ensure that it is adequately funded, that it supports students who need to access quality and transformative education. So those are the two fronts we really need to invest in: higher education and create opportunities for upward mobility for these young people who are the ones needed most by the economy of this country.
Sure. I mean, are you, I'm not trying to be cynical, but are you positive? Everybody we speak to speaks of, you know, the need for Treasury to reverse decisions about austerity measures because they need, we've just spoken to nurses, everybody needs this to be reversed. Are you confident that it will land and you will get the necessary funding that's required? Because from what you've just told us, this decline is not sustainable.
No, I'm a prisoner of hope.
Okay.
I'm a prisoner of hope, and I do hope that at some stage sanity will prevail. The situation that we are facing economically as a country, the growth rate has been appallingly low.
Yeah.
And so there are many parents who have lost their jobs. And in fact, there's a recent report at ArcelorMittal that they will be retrenching thousands of workers. So at the core of what we need to do is to deal with the issue of the economy and make sure that it grows at a better rate than it is at the moment.
Yeah.
And we need to invest in human capacity development. And if we do that, I think we will be in a better position.
I really appreciate you giving us your time this evening, Vice Chancellor and Principal of Rhodes University, Professor Sizwe Mabizela. Thank you so much for that, and I really appreciate you giving us your time.
you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.